Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 106. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 106. Let me be still and listen to the truth. If you will, lay aside the ego's voice, however loudly it may seem to call. If you will not accept its petty gifts that give you nothing that you really want. If you will listen with an open mind that has not told you what salvation is, then you will hear the mighty voice of truth, quiet in power, strong in stillness, and completely certain in its message. Listen and hear your Father speak to you through His appointed voice, which silences the thunder of the meaningless and shows the way to peace to those who cannot see. Be still today and listen to the truth. Be not deceived by voices of the dead, which tell you they have found the source of life and offer it to you for your belief. Attend them not, but listen to the truth. Hear Him today, and listen to the word which lifts the veil that lies upon the earth and wakes all those who sleep and cannot see. God calls to them through you. He needs your voice to speak to them. For who could reach God's Son except His Father, calling through yourself? Hear Him today and offer Him your voice to speak to all the multitude who wait to hear the word that He will speak today. Today the promise of God's word is kept. Hear and be silent. He would speak to you. He comes with miracles 1,000 times as happy and as wonderful as those you ever dreamed or wished for in your dreams. His miracles are true. They will not fade when dreaming ends. They end the dream instead and last forever, for they come from God to His dear Son, whose other name is you. Prepare yourself for miracles today. Today, allow your father's ancient pledge to you and all your brothers to be kept. I will be still and listen to the truth. I will be still and listen to the truth. As I contemplate this lesson, the idea of willingness is very strongly coming up. Let me be still. Am I willing to be still and listen to the truth? Am I willing to receive the truth? Am I willing to lay aside the ego's voice? Am I willing to listen with an open mind? He says, if I am willing to listen, that I will hear his mighty voice of truth. Am I willing to be still? He says not to be afraid. Am I willing to not be afraid to listen to God's voice? Am I willing to ready myself by being still? Am I willing to ready myself Holy Spirit, the voice for God, I give my willingness today to still my mind, to walk past and not be deceived by the voices of the world. Help me today to walk past their meaningless persuasions and hear them not. I give my willingness today to be still and listen to the truth. I give my willingness to ready myself for salvation. Amen. as we sink deeply into our hearts, we begin by making a request for our enlightenment by saying, I will be still and listen to the truth. And as we sit in confidence, expecting to hear our guide, we let go of any thoughts that distract us from receiving our guidance. Thank you for joining with me today in this space of stillness and willingness to hear the truth. Namaste.